Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
This is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, in with an update of the commodity markets as they're trading in Chicago and the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area. We'll start with that this morning. Today, a 40% chance of showers, a few thunderstorms. Those will come before 1 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny, otherwise a high of 86 degrees today on a south-southwest wind at 5 to 7 miles an hour tonight. A 30% chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy. A low of 69, and tomorrow rain showers will continue. A few thunderstorms, partly sunny otherwise, a high of 84. Tuesday, partly cloudy and 61 in the evening, that is, with a north wind at 8 to 11 miles an hour. And then on Wednesday, sunny skies and a high near 77 degrees. Partly cloudy on Wednesday evening, a low of 59. Sunny skies again on Thursday. Beautiful day with 78 degree high Thursday evening, partly cloudy and 62. And Friday, as we get to the weekend, mostly sunny and a high near 80 in the Urbana-Champaign area. Here's what the markets look like at this hour. Soybeans in the nearby August contract are up 26 cents. November up 14 at this hour. Corn futures are trading 2¾ lower in September. December down 4½. To take a more complete look at what those numbers are trading and how they're trading with us today is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Hi, Kurt. How are you this afternoon? Well, just one moment. Kurt's not quite with us, but we'll get to him in just a moment. We'll bring up some of the rest of the numbers. Let's give you a complete trade. September contract, 5.40¾, down 3¼. December futures at 4.95½, or down 5¼ at this hour. March corn at 5.07¾, a nickel lower. May futures 5.17, down 3½ cents. July at 5.23¼, down 3¼. August soybeans for the day are trading at $15.16½, 25¾ cents lower, or rather higher. September up 20 cents at $13.46, and November at $12.87, up 13. January futures $12.91¾, 12½ higher, and the March soybeans at $12.89¼, up 11½ cents. September wheat futures at $6.59¾, down 4¾. December $6.71¼, down 4. And the March contract at 682, down 3½. Live cattle futures trading the August at 121.15, 17½ cents higher, and lean hogs at $96.47½, unchanged. Don Hish actually is the one who's on the line. He's at Bates Commodities up in Normal, Illinois, to take up the marketplace with us this morning. Hi, Don. How are you today?
Good, good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this marketplace. First, I haven't talked with you before, so before we do that, let's hear a little bit about your background, please, who you are.
Well, I've been a commodity broker for about the last 39 years. I traded securities along with that. I retired from the security business in 06 after 42, and I'm kind of really enjoying myself. I'm getting specialized in just one area of the markets that I used to work in, and it's really kind of having a ball.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So specialization is grains, oil seeds, or livestock, or all of those, all of the above?
Grains and livestock, I would say, mainly. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the grains and the corn market. What are you looking at and watching? Do you do the technicals or the fundamentals? Both.
Yeah, I like to use a lot of the technical analysis because I kind of cut my teeth in the charting industry years ago. And we're looking at some pretty good support coming in here at this 491 level in the December corn. We're looking at good support 1264 in the Novi beans. We did get that corn down to that 93¼ level. So we're just kind of coasting right above that right now. That's a rising trend line. It's awfully close to the 50-day average, and the 50-day average are what the funds look at. And those folks carry a lot of clout with all the money they control.
Yeah, as you watch the charts, and you've done this for years now, is it the charts do what for you? They give you marks in the trade where futures might tend to go to, and then they're pushed by fundamentals, or the other way around?
Well, a combination of the two, yeah. They give you a little bit of an idea that when you see those certain points on the chart, you know that not only are you looking at those, but so are the funds. And, you know, in the last few years, we've had the innovation now of the index funds. Index funds have to be long. They can't be short. Traditional funds can be both long and short. So when you see those numbers, you know that those are also in their computers too. And you know when you hit those numbers, you're either going to accelerate on, you know, the same direction you're going, or you're going to make a turnaround. And when you make those turnarounds, that's where we look for what we call move-ending patterns. It's rather dangerous to try to time a market in terms of, just trying to pick a bottom. You know, I always like to look for some kind of a move-ending pattern, like an inside day, outside day, reversal day, you know, something that tells you, hey, we've at least slowed the horse down. We might not have turned him around yet, but now we start watching for follow-through or lack thereof. And when you can identify those points that you know the funds are looking at, as well as traditional funds, it's just a big help in terms of putting that together with the fundamentals to see if they dovetail.
Don, are there different ways that you view the move-ending patterns or the patterns at all that are in the charts for your day traders and your hedgers?
Oh, very much so.
Tell me about it.
Well, day traders, for example, we use what we call 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute, 30-minute charts. For those folks, if you maintain a certain trading range for 15 minutes, and it's a very active market, for example, let's say it's the mini S&Ps, where they have a lot of volatility, or the treasury bonds, you know, the 30-year bonds, where they have a lot of volatility. If you maintain a 15-minute trading range and then you bust out on one side or the other, that's pretty significant for a day trader, because you're going to make up some ground either direction that you break out from once you take that top or bottom out. So, yeah, for day traders, short-term traders, we look at those short-term charts. For the longer-term traders, you like to kind of stand back away from the chart a little bit and get a bigger picture of the overall major trend. And, of course, you know, when you look at the chart right now on corn, the intermediate to short-term to intermediate-term trend, I call it lower right now. You know, we're looking lower in here, but we like to look to see where do we discover a bargain and then where do we discover a value from a fundamental standpoint. And the difference there is that you see something trading down at a low price, you say, man, that's a bargain there. But then it goes farther and it's immediately rejected back up out of that low point, then you've discovered value. So those are just some of the patterns we look at, you know, for both the short term and long term.
And day traders add, I suppose, what we would call liquidity to the market, and the hedgers are the ones that are helping to move grain from one owner to another.
That's exactly right. And that's how it was in the security market, and still is. You need the day trader, you need the speculator to add that liquidity factor there, because, you know, the longer-term traders aren't in and out of the market that often. They're longer-term trades, as their name implies. And so they don't come to the market to buy or sell, every second or every minute. So, but when they do come, they want liquidity. And if they want to be able to get out of something, they want to be able to smack a bid. So there needs to be a bid there, you know, to pick up what they're offering. And that's really important. They certainly give us liquidity in that whole arena.
All right. Given all of that background, tell me a bit about hedgers for new crop corn, whether you feel the chart patterns show you a bearish or a bullish marketplace. And I know these things change with the weather, but
right.
What do you see in the market at the moment?
Right now I see lower prices. I see a bearish pattern setting up in the corn market right now. And like you just pointed out, the weather can certainly change that all around in here. Now, we're coming into a window of time here, though, where you got to be really careful with positions that you put on, because there's going to be a lot of corn pollinating at a very, you know, very summer period of time. And if the weather should happen to take a major twist on us here, you'd want to have your stops really close on those short positions, because they could take you out in a heartbeat going back up. But and the other thing, keep in mind that a lot of Iowa missed a lot of this rain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fundamental picture we're looking at. So you just kind of need to look at it on a day-to-day basis. And, it's hard to label something and say, well, this is set in stone, because nothing's set in stone in this business.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you again.
Uh-huh. Don Hish is with Baich Commodities. He's up in Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on Will Ag and WILL. This, by the way, is WILL Urbana. It is a broadcasting service of the College of Media, WILL Urbana, AM 580 and 90.9 HD1 FM. And it's coming up on the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Central Time. Focus is up next here. I'm University of Illinois Extension's back, Todd Gleason, back in just about an hour with an update of the commodity markets from the CME Group in Chicago.